So with the latest and possibly final court challenge to the Affordable Care Act defeated in the U.S. Supreme Court last week, the realities of Obamacare for consumers are finally settling down. We can see a couple of trends since the passage of the law: more people insured and overall health care costs stabilizing. But we've also seen health care providers consolidating and individual coverage eroding. Humana, the smallest of the big five insurers and the biggest provider of Medicare, is looking to sell itself to a larger competitor. Investors in Humana will see hefty returns as the stock closed Friday near its five-year high of $195. But what do these consolidations mean for consumers? And will it affect the ability of the ACA to provide affordable, universal health care? With us is Trudy Lieberman, a contributing editor of the Columbia Journalism Review and author of the current story in Harper's Magazine, Wrong Prescription. Trudy, welcome back.
Thank you.
So just generally speaking, we can now start looking at what the impact of ACA actually is, more than 2 years since its passage. What do you see are the principal impacts?
Well, certainly you alluded to the first one, more people have coverage, but there are still many, many millions of people who don't have coverage, and that was always intended in the law. It was never intended to be universal. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimated at the time of passage there would be about 30 to 35 million people uninsured, and that's probably what it's going to be going forward. And a number of those people are people who are on Medicaid or not on Medicaid. They would be eligible for Medicaid under the expansion of the ACA, but some 20 states have still not allowed them to get coverage.
And that will continue.
We think it will continue. There will be another legislative session, of course, starting in January. And if the Republican governors in the South and the Midwest really dig their heels in again, as many of them did this last session, I think we will continue to see this. And that may be one of the things that has to be fixed.
Well, speaking of digging in heels, let's listen to Senator Ted Cruz of Texas speaking on the Senate floor last week.
I remain fully committed to repealing every single word of Obamacare. And mark my words, following the election in 2016, the referendum that we will have in 2017, this chamber will return, and we will repeal every word of Obamacare.
Let me just say, to me, that sounds like we're past the point where you can even do that. This is a huge impact on the healthcare industry. Does a repeal even work at this point?
I think it would be very, very difficult, and I think the Republicans themselves are very divided on what to do with it. But I do want to point out that in the end, this may actually be a victory for Republicans. The Obamacare law was basically included all Republican ideas that had been in the academic literature for at least two decades before passage. And it also continues to bake in a trend that conservatives and Republicans have wanted, and that is to shift more of the cost of rising health care costs to consumers.
So consumers will be paying more individually, even though the cost of health care may be stabilizing in the aggregate. And so Democrats crowing about the Affordable Care Act, like Nancy Pelosi here, maybe that's not valid.
Let me read what the chief wrote. Chief Justice John Roberts: Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them. That's just one sentence. It's really quite a good decision in terms of how it speaks about the Affordable Care Act. So they'll keep trying, and we'll keep fighting.
So has the ACA improved health insurance markets?
It has, in a very narrow sense. I think we have to think about this. People who were sick before and who had disabilities and so forth could not buy insurance in the individual marketplace. It was very expensive if they could buy it at all. That has been fixed. They can buy insurance now. But that also means for the companies that lots of people who are ill and have very expensive claims are coming into the risk pools. And we are still not sure how that's all going to shake out. And there are many people who predict very high increases coming in the next couple of years. One of the reasons is that healthcare costs are on the rise again.
And what about consolidation? As Humana gets bought, as some of these companies, Anthem, become bigger and bigger and bigger, Do they outvote the federal government in their ability to set prices and raise premiums?
Well, certainly consolidation on both sides, the insurer side and on the provider side, doesn't really help lower costs very much. They may claim that it does in terms of whatever efficiency means, and you often hear that word. But we've seen in market after market that what tends to happen is the big players have the information to control the market.
So it's kind of a radical idea, but what you're suggesting here is that the Affordable Care Act is a self-repealing bill in the sense that as time goes on, costs will get higher and the same problems that consumers had before the ACA are going to get worse under the ACA. Is that about right?
I think that's correct. I think what we're going to see, and a number of people told me that as I was preparing the Harper's article, that we are going to replace the crisis of uninsurance with a new crisis of underinsurance.
And how's that going to work for an individual consumer? What's the situation? Let's say I'm, you know, in my 40s when I bought ACA insurance in the marketplace, and then suddenly something happens to me in my late 50s. What am I going to discover?
Well, you can still get a policy. I don't think that ever is going to change. I think that is baked in the law now. You will be able to get coverage, but you may pay a lot of money for it because inevitably medical costs will continue to rise. The question is long term whether they will continue to rise as fast as they were at some points in the last decade, and a lot of people think they will.
Do consumers have any discretion in extending their coverage and making more of a safety net for themselves, or is that something that is still not affordable?
Well, they have to buy a policy every year. They have to renew. People in the ACA renew their policies every year, and of course they have the right to shop around. And the question is, what will those markets look like? They already have very narrow choices in some parts of the country and in some regions of the country. People don't have much of a choice. In other areas of the country, like here in New York City, they have a lot of choice. The question is, how much choice ultimately will people have?
Trudy Lieberman is a contributing editor to the Columbia Journalism Review and author of the current piece in Harper's, Wrong Prescription, which dissects what's wrong with the Affordable Care Act and what needs to be fixed. Your reactions to the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act are still coming in. Trudy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Ken writes on our Facebook page, I hear many speaking of insurance being higher on some policies than before. Somehow this is viewed as the fault of the law, but no proof is offered. Seems to me a good target for a congressional investigation would be why insurance and drug companies increase costs when, by all logic, they should be decreasing them. Keep the conversation going at 8778-MY-TAKE. That's our number, or comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.